So I'm just going to take a couple of minutes to talk about the construction of the music, a few things you may wish to listen for as you hear the piece. This is a shorter version of what we hope will be a longer work. Ariana constructed a really exquisite 10-movement piece that gives voice to the psychology and the transformation of Aldo Leopold, as well as the wolf. And it is our hope that we'll be able to do the longer work, which I imagine as a much larger work with singers and orchestra. And we're working on that now. So you're going to hear 5 movements that are more succinct, and they tell the story, and you can kind of imagine filling in some of the in between the lines with the 10 movements eventually. So a few things to listen for. Because this piece is about transformation, I constructed the musical materials so that they would undergo transformation as well. Here are a few things for you to listen for. When you hear the words burn, or fire, or even spark, there are chords that you might call cluster chords or crunchy chords, where the notes are very close together, recalling the friction that's required for making a fire. And I'll play some of those chords for you. In the first movement, you'll hear these chords, burn and fire. And the first movement is very dramatic. This is where Aldo Leopold shoots the wolf, and you are introduced to the thing, the spark, that is then the catalyst for his transformation that takes 35 years for him to grapple with and then understand in his writing that Ariana was talking about, thinking like a mountain. In the second movement, which is much lighter, it's kind of the lightness of being, has to do with two themes in Leopold's work, cranes and the little drop of flower. Ariana has called it spark, and here is that same crunchy chord, but it has a different feeling in the higher register. The first words that you'll hear Mark sing are repeated notes. And in music, when something recurs, and it has to do with the psychological development of a character, in opera, it's referred to as a leitmotif or a leading motive that undergoes thematic transformation throughout the work. So as the character changes, the theme changes. So this theme, I see her eyes, just simple repeated notes, like a chant. It has a little bit of gravitas to it because those eyes haunted him for 35 years. Later in the work, you'll hear those repeated notes in the left hand of the piano. In the fourth movement, which is called Consequence, he's grappling with what he's done and trying to come to terms with his feelings about wolves. So you'll hear it in the left hand of the piano. And the right hand of the piano is a series of counterpoint melodies that are inspired by the very first melody that you'll hear in the piece, which is the extension of I See Her Eyes. I see her eyes, they burn like a green fire. And so that comes back in variation as he's grappling with seeing those eyes and feeling the burning of the fire. And lastly, the third movement nods to what Ariana was showing in his poetry, the bow arrow and the bow string that may well represent his love for Estella. And so this movement that Ariana has titled Bow String has a kind of an old-time melody to it, almost as if something that you might have heard in the early 1900s, or Leopold might have heard. And the melody woke me up out of sleep, and that happened with several melodies in this piece, and I just was in the cabin by myself so I could make music at any time of day or night, and so I went and wrote it down. So it has a kind of old-fashioned feeling to it. It is the love song of the cycle. And maybe lastly, I'd like to say for those of you who are music theory buffs, Ariana's her presentation concluded with the idea of ecology and the world that we live in and the oneness of it all that really comes through very strongly in Aldo Leopold's teachings. And I wanted to depict that in a musical way. So what you'll hear at the end has a series of chords that actually make a circle. So if you can follow the keys, you'll see that they go from one key to another by thirds and end up where they started. So there's a big musical circle that's made in the finale of the piece. There's a lot of harmonies that shift, particularly in the first movement, and it depicts the kind of restlessness and the seriousness with which he was pondering and reflecting on these issues. So nothing really stays the same. It keeps moving, and this is Aldo Leopold and his transformation. I think that's enough for now. I hope, and feel free to forget all of this and just enjoy the music.